Well, funerals and prayer vigils are beginning in Pakistan for some of the 132 children and 9 staffers killed in that Taliban attack on a military-run school yesterday, a response to the Pakistan military's recent attacks on the Taliban in North Waziristan. Killing children at a school, who would order such an attack? Mullah Radio would. His real name is Maulana Fazlullah. He was the longtime cult-like leader of the Taliban's war on children and education, who then became the group's overall leader in 2013. He's infamous for riding a white horse and delivering radio broadcasts on the evils of female education. He ordered the attack on Malala Yousafzai, who survived and recently won the Nobel Peace Prize. We know Mullah Radio through the reporting of Nicholas Schmindel, who went to Pakistan in 2007 for the New York Times Magazine, and he now joins us from the NPR studios in Washington. And Nick, having met this leader of the Taliban, what were your thoughts when you heard about yesterday's horrific school attack?
You know, I think that it shows both an extension of what he has always seemingly stood for, which is that Western education and education generally is seen as a, you know, anathema to their ideology. But there's clearly something more here. I mean, this is more meant to strike at the heart of Pakistani's military society as much as it was an attack on education. I think that it also shows the fact that they are now attacking schools shows just kind of how far the Taliban have moved from being a group that in 2007 were willing to host journalists so that they could sort of see the kind of Islamic regime they were wanting to implement to being a group. But there's nothing else. There's nothing you can call this besides just, you know, blatant and sort of nasty terrorism.
Well, it's barbaric. And he's, as you write, been responsible for many barbaric acts, flogging, suicide bombings, the attempted assassination we mentioned of Malala Yousafzai. His men kidnapped and beheaded 17 Pakistani soldiers. We remember that. Is he insane? And I don't mean to be flippant, but you describe him as almost a cult figure riding around on this white horse. And you wonder if there's something else going on here besides what is the determined effort of a group of men largely to keep women in a certain place and to not allow education. Is there something else perhaps with this one person now leading this group that might be going on?
I don't know what a psychiatrist would prescribe Maulana Fazlullah. I don't know sort of where he would fall in the spectrum of insanity. But more than a decade of sort of being treated as a kind of messianic figure originally in Pakistan and now in Afghanistan has gone to his head. And I think that there are, for certain interpretations of the faith, I think that there are justifications for denying female education inside of, you know, certain sort of arch conservative elements. But I think that Fazlullah's messianism has sort of come from the fact that he's been fighting these much stronger forces and has continued to survive, that he's fighting the Pakistani government with the aid of the United States, and that the drone strikes, you know, he's not been killed in a drone strike. And the longer you live in that environment, the more confident and deluded you become. And so exactly sort of what the link is between that and assigning 6 guys to go in and shoot up a school, I don't know how or if you can make that connection.
Well, we mentioned Malala Yousafzai. If you read her book, you know that before she was shot, she would listen to Maulana Fazlullah on his radio, his illegal radio. She would hear what he would say, and she would still defiantly stand up to him and attend her school. The government didn't seem to respond to her.
Right.
Do you think the government's going to respond now?
So this is a really, really, really good question, and one that I feel like has been asked after so many horrific terrorist attacks in Pakistan dating back to 2006, 2007 when I was even living there. Attack after attack, whether it was on Malala or whether it was, leaving sort of, you know, decapitated bodies in the middle of the streets in Swat, or whether it was the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. Each time, I think there's a day or two in which the more progressive Pakistani publications say, this is it, this is the turning point. And then, you know, sadly and cynically, after a few days, that the time passes and sort of, you know, various political factions realign that they've drawn their popularity from anti-Americanism, and for many reasons, but none that make all that much sense, anti-Americanism and sort of pro or sympathetic sort of sympathies towards the Taliban are one and the same. So I think I unfortunately think that this moment, like many others, may pass.
Really, you don't think that the Pakistani military, the Pakistani government is going to have to go after this man or go after elements of the Taliban in response to what happened? You don't think that the Pakistanis will demand that?
I mean, the thing about Maulana Fazlullah is that it would, and this is what has been, this is the Pakistani general said today, that we are ready to pursue him in Afghanistan. I mean, think about oh my God, it would cause such a, you know, anytime the Americans have sort of secretly gone into Afghanistan, I mean, Pakistan, with the exception of the bin Laden raid, it's been very hush-hush, and because of the fear that it would cause a massive diplomatic snafu between the two countries. So if the Pakistani special forces or special operations start running into Afghanistan in chase of Maulana Fazlullah, I mean, there's already been a longstanding operation in North Waziristan. And so I just don't know how much more capability there is. I mean, there may be a desire to do it, but I'm not sure how much more capacity there is to actually be effective.
That's Nicholas Schmidl. He's with The New Yorker now, but in 2007 he was with The New York Times Sunday Magazine. And in Pakistan he met the man who's now the leader of the Taliban, Mullah Radio, Maulana Fazlullah. Nick, thank you.
Thanks for having me on.